Why restaurants?
Well, because it's foundational. It's fundamental. Like, we eat every single day, and you know, the little places around the corner are becoming more and more important, and there's more and more of them. But we saw that there was a lot of friction in what they had to do, especially around payments. And like, I go and order some food, and then like the point of sale system breaks, or they can't swipe my card. Like, that actually makes me frustrated and makes me annoyed, and it applies to the merchant, unfortunately.
So tell me just a little bit more specifically about what are the features that you're building in now that are going to appeal to restaurants?
The simple features are, we're adding a very simple way to add modifiers. So, like, you know, for restaurants, like a sandwich restaurant, like adding pickles or removing some ingredient has always been really hard. So we designed this interface so that it feels like very, very natural. It feels very conversational.
So you're saying they'll actually be able to study the information in a better way? What, like, wow, everybody is putting pickles on their turkey sandwich, to use your example.
Absolutely. In the same way that, like, very, very sophisticated internet companies do, right? So, like, internet companies and e-commerce has all these analytics, very rich detail about what people are doing on their sites, what people are doing on their service. And we took those ideas and we gave it to every single small merchant. It's built right into the register, right? So they can make decisions about, I need to move the biscotti jar over here because if I do, I sell more biscotti. I can see it in the data, right?
Have you ever worked a food service job?
I have, yeah. My first job was my mother's coffee store. I was 14 years old. I was making espresso.
What kind of cash register setup did you have there?
She had a really terrible, it was a calculator on top of a cash box, effectively. And she had a credit card terminal. And she had the knuckle buster thing, you know, just the slide. And the thing I always remember, which I always dreaded, was people paying with credit cards because we had this rate sheet, right? And you would look at, like, what to put in and then, like, slide it. And it was just, like, it took forever. It just took forever, right? And meanwhile, this person's cappuccino is getting cold.
This bugged you at age 14. Like, that's the kind of kid that you were.
It didn't bug me enough to say, oh, I need to start a company to, like, revolutionize credit card payments. But it did bug me. I mean, because I wanted to do other things.
So I was reading the stats for Square, and, you know, it's, I forget what the number is. It's, like, some huge, impressive number of dollar transactions that you've done, and you're in a lot of Starbucks stores.
$12 billion. Without Starbucks.
And yet, I kind of am not really seeing it anywhere, so I'm wondering, like, what's the impediment? What's the hurdle that you have to get over?
Well, I think so. The majority of our usage over the past 3 years has really been focused on individuals. So, if you have a piano teacher, or a personal instructor, you know, a personal trainer, or whatnot, you'll see it a lot more than you would if you go to, like, a restaurant like this. So. Now we've actually built those features into the point of sale where people can just say, yes, we're now taking this in, we're ready.
When do you think you'll be in my, like, local A&P supermarket?
I don't know about your local A&P supermarket, but, you know, we're not really focused on going after the big guys. Like, Starbucks came to us. They wanted to sign up with us because they saw something really unique there. They saw a new technology, especially paying with your name.
You have talked about your love of New York, your interest one day in possibly being mayor. I'm curious, because we have an election on this year, are you supporting anyone?
I've not done enough research to actually answer that question. So, no. Also, I can't vote here. I guess I'm not a citizen of New York. I'm a citizen of San Francisco. But eventually, you know, maybe I'll move here.
I bet you're good at raising money, though. You could have a fundraiser.
I can raise money. Yes.